Ephesians chapter 4. I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to walk in a way which is worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, patiently bearing with each other in love. Be diligent to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you also were called in one hope of your calling. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in you all. But to each one of us was given grace corresponding to the measure of the gift of the Anointed One. Therefore, he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Psalm 68, verse 18. Now this, he ascended, how is that important except that he also descended through death into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who also ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. And he gave his servants to the called out ones, some to be sent ones, some prophets, some proclaimers of the good news, some shepherds and instructors, for the perfecting of those separated for God, for the work of serving, for building up the body of the Anointed One, until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a fully grown spiritual man, even to the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Anointed One. This is so that we would no longer be infants, tossed back and forth and carried along with every new wind of teaching, by the deceptive tactics of men, who, through false wisdom, draw us into their error of making the spiritual life into a method, that is, a mechanism, way, or system. But by speaking what is true in love to each other, we should grow up into him in all things, who is the head, even the Anointed One. It is from him that the whole body is being fitted and joined together through the life which every member distributes to the others, according to the functioning of each individual part, supplying its portion. This is what makes the body grow as it builds itself up in love. Therefore, I say this, and I am confident that this exhortation is from the Lord, that you should no longer walk in the same way that the Gentiles walk, that is, in the futility of their own intellectual reasonings. Since their understanding is darkened, they are alienated from the life of God. This is because of the ignorance that is in them, which comes from the hardness of their hearts. These, who have stopped caring about what is right or wrong, give themselves over to immoral behavior to greedily practice all kinds of sexual impurity. But this is not what you have learned from the Anointed One. If it is really true that you have heard from him and were taught by him, therefore, according to the truth that is in Jesus, you should, with respect to your former behavior, put away the old human life, whose corruption is exposed through its illusory, fleshly cravings. Allow the Spirit to renovate your mind and clothe yourself with the new man, which, corresponding to God's own nature, has been created by being born inside of you in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, putting away that which is false, that is, the old ways of thinking and acting, everyone should speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of each other. If you are angry, even so, do not sin. Don't let the sun set while you are still angry, thus giving the devil a foothold. Anyone who was a thief should not steal any more, but instead he should work hard, laboring with his hands at some respectable occupation, so that he will have something to give to others in need. Don't allow any degenerate speech to come out of your mouth, but if you speak, say something edifying according to the need of the moment, so that it will transmit grace to those who are listening. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God with your words or actions by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption of the body. Let all resentment, displays of temper, anger, complaining, and criticizing be put away from you along with all vindictiveness. Be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another just as God also forgave you in the Anointed One. This is the end of Ephesians chapter 4. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.